I am so glad to be here. You know, I love to tell the story of Jesus. It will be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. So that's why I get excited about sharing the story of Jesus with you. Now, do you have any idea what I'm going to do with this? Do you have any idea? Well, you know, I was wanting a tree in my yard. So I thought I would plant this in the ground and water it so it would grow into a tree. What kind of a tree do you think it would grow from this yardstick? Well, you're not looking very confident. Well, by your looks, are you telling me this piece of wood won't ever grow into a tree, no matter how much it receives in food and nutrients from the soil? You don't think it would grow into a tree? No? Wow. I'd be really disappointed to wait and wait and wait and not have a tree grow. So, someone want to hold this for me? Thank you. Okay, so why wouldn't that grow into a tree? That's right, because it's dead and it has no seeds. So, you know, this is the very thing that Jesus is talking about in the reading that, you know, Pastor just read from John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. And we heard Jesus talk about how a branch is supposed to grow and bear fruit for the vine or the tree that it belongs to. But for the branch to grow and bear fruit, it must remain attached to the vine or the tree, doesn't it? And because if the branch was removed from the tree or the vine, what would happen? What would happen if you take it? It would die, wouldn't it? And that would be because it's, you know, not receiving, you know, the water and the food from the tree like it should be. Isn't that right? Okay, and if the branch was separated from the tree and died, what else wouldn't it be able to do? What does it need to do, do you think? Bear fruit, that's exactly right. And one of the reasons Jesus is talking about trees, branches, and fruit is he wants us to think we, you know, are like branches. And we are better to receive, you know, than we can share God's love and forgiveness. But Jesus is also reminding us that, you know, it's possible to become separated from him. But, you know, unlike the yardstick, if we ever do become disconnected from Jesus, that doesn't mean we are disconnected forever. We can and are invited to reconnect with him. And when we are connected with Jesus, we can share those same gifts of love and forgiveness and his story, you know, with the people around us. So, who is the vine? Who's the vine? Jesus, that's right. In verse 1, Pastor read, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Do you know, and husbandman is another, you know, word for gardener. So who would the gardener be? God, that's right. So who will bear much fruit? Those who remain on the vine, isn't it? Yeah. And who will bear no fruit? Those that aren't on the vine? Yeah, okay. So I'd like to say a prayer and have you repeat after me. So if you can bow your heads and fold our hands, we pray, dear God, thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Who invites us to connect with him.
To connect with him.
And receive your gifts.
And receive your gifts.
That we can share. With others.
With others.
And thank you.
Thank you.
For loving us so much.
For loving us so much.
In your name.
In your name.
Amen.
Amen.